With SRN Sports, I'm George Williams. NBA action last night. The league's two top teams were on the court again last night, and again, split results. The Kings tripped up the East-leading Cavaliers, 123-119. The Cavs lose a half game against second-place Boston, still lead that division by 6 games. It was the Thunder defeating the 76ers, 133-100. The second-place team in the West, the Rockets, beat the Magic, 116-108, but they are 12.5 games back of the West-leading Oklahoma City Thunder. Elsewhere, Pacers over the Mavericks, 135-131. Pistons beat the Heat. Pelicans winners over the Timberwolves. Spurs beat the Knicks. Jazz over the Wizards. Lakers beat the Nuggets. Suns down the Bulls. And it was the Trailblazers winners over the Grizzlies. And then in NHL play, 2 games. Maple Leafs defeated the Avalanche 2-1. Wild beat the Kraken 4-0. This is SRN Sports. NCAA March Madness. 2 of the play-in games completed last night. Xavier winning over Texas and Mount St. Mary's defeats American University. Tournament begins in earnest today. First round play. The top seed in the South. One of the featured games, Auburn against Alabama State. And then top seed in the Midwest, Houston, will play Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. And then there will be 14 other games on the court today. Major League Baseball, Dodgers completed a 2-game sweep of the Cubs in Tokyo, winning 6-3 yesterday. Remaining spring training games finish up next Tuesday. Opening for the rest of the majors is a week from today on Thursday. In some politics and sports, Trump administration suspending some $175 million in federal funding to the University of Pennsylvania under a review of discretionary money going to universities. Part of that is a controversy over a transgender swimmer. And the DOD restoring a webpage dedicated to Jackie Robinson in a statement saying it was a mistake that it was taken down yesterday. This is SRN Sports.